This is a challenge as I'm recording this Friday to give you some detail of a bill, the school finance bill, HB3, before it actually passes the legislature, and you'll be hearing this after the regular Texas legislative session has ended. The cost is a whopping $11.6 billion, with $6.5 billion of that being new money to public schools and $5.1 billion of state money going to local school districts to replace funds lost from a pushdown or compression of local property taxes. This means about 44% of the $11.6 billion is dedicated to lowering school property taxes, which will phase in over 2020 and 2021. The property wealth or Robin Hood payments would be reduced by 47%, with state coffers making up the difference to the payment receiving districts. Beginning in 2021, school districts will be subject to a limit of 2.5% growth in local property tax revenue, no matter how much local appraisals increase. The details of this scheme are not yet clear. Schools appear to get a significant increase in state funding per pupil of about 20%, with rules that a portion of the increase must be spent for salary raises for teachers, librarians, nurses, and counselors. There is also additional funding available to districts that implement merit pay programs. It's a lot of money, and it's not clear if the expected new state revenue streams, such as sales tax being collected on all online purchases, will raise enough to pay for it. We'll learn that in 2 years. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.